From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council met in emergency session to address renewed fighting in South Sudan. The fighting has left more than 100 people dead and has raised fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement of the meeting Sunday in New York came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing First Vice President Riek Machar. U.S. President Barack Obama has visited Spain, praising America's bond of friendship with that country. Mr. Obama cut his visit short due to recent violence in the U.S.
My trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. Mr. Obama also met in Madrid with leftist leaders and with Spain's King Felipe. The British think tank IHS said Sunday Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group has lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. Even as the Islamic State group has lost territory, however, it has been able to launch mass casualty bombings and shootings in Baghdad, Paris, and Brussels, as well as to inspire attacks elsewhere in Europe and the United States. This is VOA News.